Today is the third anniversary of the Boston Marathon attack. Many heroes emerged that day and in the pursuit of the bombers during the days that followed. For their actions during the dramatic shootout in Watertown, three police officers there are now the most decorated law enforcement officers in U.S. history. But awards do little to heal the trauma of that night. That's what WBUR's Bruce Gellerman found out when he spent a night on patrol with one of the Watertown heroes.
Sergeant John McClellan was right on time. It was midnight, the start of his shift as patrol supervisor. McClellan let me ride along.
Hi.
I apologize, it is really tight in these cars. I usually keep everything right on your seat, so I had to move it all around.
I squeezed between a police radio and a laptop attached to the dashboard. Mounted between the seats, an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and a shotgun that shoots less lethal beanbags. Sergeant McClellan pulls out a small plastic box containing what he calls miracle juice, vials of Narcan used to combat opioid overdoses.
This is probably our most important piece of equipment right now, believe it or not. We're using it all the time. I mean, we have officers that have 10 saves, saving 10 lives just on overdoses. So it's amazing.
Watertown 466, Watertown.
I love doing my job. I like to sleep right till 10:30. My wife wakes me up. I take a shower and talk to her and watch the top of the news and get dressed and go into work. And it just fits me perfectly.
Sergeant John McClellan was born and raised in Watertown. He joined the police department 28 years ago. For the first 18, he was a motorcycle patrolman. He got his personal fitness certification and created a kids and cops weightlifting program at Watertown High.
I made some of the best connections with kids. And my whole thing up there was, they think I'm teaching them weightlifting and I'm actually teaching them about life, just sneaking it in, like, here and there, you know, and trying to keep them out of trouble and trying to do this and do that.
As a kid, McClellan admits he got into more than a few scrapes. Now in his 50s, he's stocky and broad-shouldered and practices what he calls verbal judo.
To be a good cop, you don't need to be strong and big. It helps because a lot of guys won't screw with you if they think you're in shape and they think you're squared away. But if you know how to talk to people, that's what gets you out of fights. It's amazing to have someone say, all right, sir, turn around, put your hands behind your back, and they do it.
Watertown is 4 square miles. As the overnight supervisor, McClellan oversees 4 officers on patrol. McClellan drives in and around back alleys, through parks and woods, shining his light, searching shadows, watching, listening.
Motor vehicle stop, acting at Oakland Street.
One of his patrolmen pulls over a driver and calls it in. McClellan backs him up.
Okay, it was just a 17-year-old kid driving on a permit. The mother doesn't know she has a car.
It's a routine stop, like what Sergeant McClellan had expected on that warm April night 3 years ago, when the dispatcher reported a stolen SUV was heading into Watertown.
You know, it's going to be a couple of kids, we're going to grab them, and that's going to be it. We didn't realize it was going to turn into what it did.
I'm right behind that vehicle, let me catch up to you and then light him up.
That's McClellan. He backed up patrolman Joe Reynolds as 2 vehicles drove down Laurel Street. The car stopped. Reynolds hit reverse. A bullet hit McClellan's headrest, and then bombs were thrown at the police officers.
Loud explosion! Loud explosion! Loud explosion!
It never happened before in U.S. law enforcement history. None of the Watertown police officers at the scene had ever fired their gun in the line of duty. Marathon bomber Tamerlan Sanaya fired point blank at Sergeant Jeff Puglisi. Puglisi tackled Sanayev. Sergeant McClellan, thinking Sanayev was wearing a suicide vest, jumped on top.
I keep running it over in my head saying, you know, what if this happened? What if that happened? Like, my guys did a great job. Very, very proud of what they did. No one tried to take an extra shot at these guys or try to kick them when they're down. But I keep thinking, you know, whoa, my God. God, what if we were injured and how much time they had to set up with all those bombs for the second wave of police officers coming in. If we didn't hold our ground at that first 2 or 3 minutes that we were by ourselves, we could have had 4 or 5 funerals that night.
Do you think back to that night a lot?
I'm having issues. I'm having issues with nightmares. But it's, you know, it's being worked on. I get medication and talking to people, and they're helping me. This little blip I'm going through with the nightmares, I'm hoping the doctors can square that all away and I can end that, because that's really really affecting me right now. I gotta get that over with.
I'm gonna shut this off.
I turned off my recorder, but Sergeant McClellan wanted to talk. He's taking blood pressure medicine for the reoccurring nightmare, where he's frantically trying to make a call, but keeps punching in the wrong number. For the past decade, every morning at the end of his shift, McClellan has gone to Mass at Watertown's St. Patrick's Church.
I guess God thinks I need it. If I'm going every day, he must think I need it. And I really think that it did help me with the shooting. You know, being able to process it. We got in the shooting at 1 o'clock in the morning, and 7:30 that morning, I was in church. I said, I'm going to church, so they let me go to church before I went to the hospital. It definitely helped me. There's no doubt about it. To me, if you live in this town, in the town of Watertown, and you're scared, I'm not doing my job, and that makes me angry. I want people to go to bed at night and say, like, just like when I was a kid, not have to lock your door. That's the type of town Watertown is, and I'd like it to stay that way.
This night was a quiet night in Watertown. I lived there and went home to bed. Sergeant John McClellan finished his shift, then went to morning mass. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.